morning. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿平安都临到我们众弟兄姐妹们。
This morning, the topic for our encouragement is the Lord has heard.
今天早上与大家要分享的就是神听见了。
Every day we engage in conversation.
我们每一天都会与人谈话。
No matter it's face to face.
无论是面对面的
or through the telephone,
或者是通过电话
or nowadays, even through internet,
或者在现今的时代我们甚至用这个网际网路
there are numerous ways that we can talk.
我们都有很多种不同的方式可以交谈
When we communicate, we speak.
当我们沟通的时候我们会说话
But at the same time, we want to make sure the other side have heard what we have spoken.
同时我们也要确保对方都听到我们所说的。
If you speak, but the other side cannot hear.
如果我们说话可是对方却听不到。
And there's no point that we keep on talking.
那我们如果还继续说下去就没意思了。
But sometimes when we speak, we don't want the third party to hear about it.
有时候当我们说的时候我们也不想第三者也能够听到。
For example, when you're speaking to your spouse, something very intimate, something very private, you don't want other people to hear it.
比如说，有时候我们跟我们的另一半讲亲密的话，很私人的话，我们不希望别人听到。
You speak in private, and you hope that nobody else to hear.
我们都会私底下讲话，就希望别人听不到。
God has created these 2 ears for every one of us.
神为我们每一个人造了两只耳朵。
So that if you are normal, if you're healthy, you can hear every kind of voice that is surrounding you.
那如果我们是正常的、健康的，我们就能够听到我们周围所有的声音。
But what about God?
那么神呢？
Can God hear what we say?
那神听到我们所说的话吗？
Some people say, I cannot even see God. How can he hear what I say?
有些人会这样子说，我都看不到神，我怎么神他怎么会听到我说的话呢？
Some people say, God is invisible. He cannot hear.
有些人说神是看不见的，所以他也是听不到的。
Or he is so far away in heaven, he cannot hear what everybody say every single word.
或者说他是远远的在天上，所以呢他也不可能听到每一个人所讲的每一句话。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 94.
我们看诗篇第94篇
，verse 9，
第九节。
Psalm chapter 94, verse 9.
诗篇九十四篇第九节，诗篇九十四篇第九节，九节，造耳朵的难道自己不听见吗？造眼睛的难道自己不看见吗
？Here is the summons to remind us, God always hear and see.
这里诗人这样子提醒我们，神常常都在听，都在看。
Why？
为什么呢？
You think about your ears. Who have made your ears?
我们想想我们的这个耳朵是谁创造出来的呢
？Of course, God make our ears so that we can hear.
当然是神制造我们的耳朵，让我们可以听到。
Our human ears is not very sensitive.
我们的人类的耳朵其实不是很敏感。
In the animal world, there are more animals which is much more sensitive in hearing than us.
那在动物世界里面有很多的动物，它们的耳朵是非常的敏感的。
They can hear even miles away anything's going on.
他们甚至可以听到几里以外的声音。
Even in the oceans, the fish, the mammals, they can hear.
甚至在这个海中那些鱼，他们也能够听到。
They communicate by sounds.
他们以声音互相沟通。
Just like dolphin.
就好像这个海豚
they have ultrasound to communicate to each other.
他们用这个超音波互相沟通。
So, who have made the ears?
那么是谁造这个耳朵呢
？Of course, it's God who is the creator of all.
当然
，If God can make ears, then of course He doesn't need.
既然神能够造出耳朵，他就不需要耳朵来听我们所说的话。
He's everywhere.
因为他是无所不在。
He's always hearing every single word that we are saying.
他都一直在听我们所说的每一句话。
So what kind of things that he can hear from us?
那他能够听到我们所说的什么话呢
？We'll share a few points.
我们在这里互相分享。
First,
第一点
，If you are in trouble, if you call unto him, he will hear or he has heard your prayer.
那如果你遇到困难，你求告他的名，他就会听到你祷告。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 2.
我们看这个创世纪第二章。
出埃及。
对不起，出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记的第二章。
Verse 23.
第二十三节，出埃及记第二章第二十三节，出埃及记二章二十三节。过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工，就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达与神。
Here is the story recounting the people of Israelites. They were living in Egypt for a couple of hundreds of years.
这里这个故事告诉我们，以色列人他们在埃及地住了好几百年。
At the beginning, they enjoyed quite a good life.
在开始的时候，他们享受了这个好的生活。
Because Joseph, one of their ancestors, has great contribution to the Egyptian society.
因为他们的其中一个始祖就是约瑟，对于埃及社会贡献了很多。
So Pharaoh has high esteem of Joseph and his people.
所以呢，法老王对这个约瑟和他的人民呢，都非常对待得很好。
But later, that Pharaoh who knew Joseph has died.
可是后来认识约瑟的法老已经离世了。
Another Pharaoh came up.
就有新的法老。
And then he saw those Israelites are multiplying in an astronomical figure.
那他就看到这些以色列人的人数不断的增长。
From 70.Become few millions in a couple hundred years.
那从七十个人过了几百年以后，变成了好几百万人。
They could be even more than the number of the Egyptians.
也有一天可能会比埃及人更多。
So he's really afraid of them being rebellious or causing trouble.
所以他非常害怕这些以色列人会制造麻烦，会反叛他。
So he ordered a big persecution to the Israelites.
所以他就这样子下令要大大的逼迫这些以色列人。
Trying to kill all the male babies.
就是想办法来杀这些小男婴。
But they did not succeed.
可是却不成功。
And then press them to do all the hard labor job.
然后就是逼他们去做一些苦工。
Wow, and so that made all the people Israelites become just living in a nightmare.
使到这些以色列人都活在这个痛苦之中。
Day and night working so hard, without rest, without peace, without freedom.
他们每天没有平安的，没有自由的日夜工作。
Sometimes we think about our work is hard.
有时候如果我们想到，如果我们的工作是困难的。
But you only work 5 days a week.
其实我们一个星期也只不过工作五天。
Maybe 6 days, some of you.
或者有些人是六天。
Maybe 8 hours already.
或者是八个小时。
But even though this cannot even comparable to become a slave.
可是这以作为奴隶来比较，那是完全不能比较。
They have to every single minute have to be threatened, have to be beaten.
因为他们在每一分钟都会被恐吓，然后被鞭打。
If you're not working, you're not performing well, they may even kill you.
如果做得不好，甚至会被杀。
And of course, every day they cry.
所以每天他们都在哭泣。
The only time that they can relieve is after sunset when they lie on their bed.
他们只能够休息的时间就是太阳下山躺在床上的时候。
But another day comes, they have to start being tortured again.
可是另一天的开始又是另一个受苦的开始。
So in the daytime when they are beaten.
所以在白天他们会被人打。
At the night time they are crying.
他们晚上就会在哀哭。
And here the Bible records.
所以圣经这里记载
The Lord God has heard their lamentation and cry.
这里记载说他们的哀声达与神。
And then God has remembered what he has promised Abraham, Isaac and Jacob and the covenant.
那神听见他们的哀声就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
And God started to make plans to rescue them.
那神就开始做这个计划要拯救他们。
It is very comforting.
这是非常有安慰性的。
To know that God has heard our troubles and prayer.
因为我们知道原来神听到我们的哀哭声。
Everyone will have different kind of trouble in different stage in life.
那在我们的人生的不同的过程当中，每一个人都有不同的困难。
For young people, maybe their emotions.
对于年轻人来说，可能是情绪上的问题。
For middle age, maybe their work, their finance, the stress.
中年人可能是事业或者是经济上的问题。
Maybe for elderly is their ailing health.
那对于老年人可能是他们那个日渐衰残的健康。
Their loneliness.
或者是他们的孤独。
Everyone will have some kind of trouble in their life.
所以每一个人在他的生活当中都有某些的痛苦。
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经告诉我们。
The life is full of trouble and it's short.
我们的生命是短暂的，充满劳苦愁烦的。
We always will have troubles.
因为我们常常都会面临困难。
But when you have troubles, who can you turn to?
当我们面临困难的时候，我们应当 转向谁呢？
Who want to hear the trouble?
谁愿意听我们的这些困难呢？
Here is to remind us that even though nobody will even want to hear your trouble.
这里提醒我们，虽然没有人愿意听我们的困难，
or nobody else seems to help.
也没有人看起来能够帮助我们，
but God has heard their cry.
可是神却听到他们的哀声，
and remember what he has promised Abraham.
也记起了他与亚伯拉罕的约。
So,God has heard your prayer.
所以神听到我们的祷告。
Next time if you're in trouble, you must remember yourself.
所以让下一次如果你遇到困难的时候，你要这样子提醒自己。
God has heard my prayer.
神已经垂听了我的祷告。
If you call unto him, he will hear.
如果你求告他，他会听的。
He will not turn a deaf ear to you.
他不会掩耳不听。
Just like every parent taking care of the child.
就好像每一个照顾自己儿女的父母。
If a child is sick,
如果你的儿女生病
or crying,
或者是在哭
Will you ever turn a deaf ear to him or her?
你会掩耳不听吗？
In the past I saw a movie talks about the American, African-American when the period when they were enslaved.
那我看了一个电影，电影里面谈到说一个美国黑人当他们在做奴隶的那一段时代。
There's a few hundred years ago in America.
那在几百年前在美国
Really, when you look back the history, really the slave was mistreated so much.
如果我们看那个历史，看到这些奴隶真的是被人虐待。
But every day, after they working in the farm,
每一天他们从田里面工作回来
，when they go home,
他们回家
，the whole family pray.
他们整家人都会祷告。
Because at that time, the African American they already believe in Jesus.
因为在当时，这些美国的非洲黑人，他们已经相信了耶稣基督。
They pray that one day the Lord will deliver them.
他们祷告有一天主会拯救他们。
This is a very famous folk song.
有一个非常出名的民谣。
The song, the lyrics goes like this.
他的歌词是这样子的
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
没有人会知道我所看见的痛苦
Nobody knows my sorrow.
也没有人会知道我的难过
But only Jesus.
但是只有耶稣
He knows.
他知道
So what keeps the people being enslaved, keep them going, keep them having hope?
那作为奴隶是什么让他们有这个动力继续有希望继续过他们的人生呢
Even though every day they were mistreated.
虽然每天他们都被人虐待他们被人鞭打
They were killed.
他们可能会被人杀
But what kept them going?
可是是什么让他们能够继续生活下去呢
It's the faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
就是他们在主耶稣基督里面的那个信心
They keep praying every day.
因为他们每天在祷告
Eventually God also delivered them.
那到后来神真的拯救了他们
After the Civil War, the African American they were liberated.
那美国内战以后，这些黑人他们得到释放。
And of course, nowadays the society is improving.
当然，今天他们的社会也有所改变。
Now, individually, if you're facing any trouble in your life,
那我们个人如果在生活上如果面对任何的困难
，we must have faith.
我们必须要有这个信心。
God has heard your prayer already.
因为神已经垂听了我们的祷告。
Now, you may ask, if God has heard my prayer, why there's nothing changing going on?
那你可能会问说，如果神已经听了我的祷告，为什么？事情没有改变呢
Why I'm still suffering?
为什么我还在受苦呢
Why God doesn't deliver me immediately, just like that, just like now?
为什么神没有在一瞬之间就拯救我脱离这个苦难呢
To save me from trouble.
或者是救我离开这个困难呢
To give me the things that I want.
给我所要求的东西呢
We must know it.
我们必须要知道
God has heard your prayer.
神已经垂听了我们的祷告
But doesn't mean that he must do the thingsthe way in your time that you ask.
可是却不代表说他必须要在我们所要定的时间上做我们所要做的事情。
You look at the people Israelites.
我们看这些以色列人。
Yes, God wanted to deliver them.
是的，神是要拯救他们。
This is already in God's salvation plan.
这是在神的这个拯救计划里面。
But does it mean that have to be now?
可是不代表说就必须要即刻行事。
Of course, they want to be now and immediately.
当然，他们是很希望神能够即刻就动手救他们。
But God has another concern.
可是神却还有别的想法。
In order to lead the people out of Egypt,
因为要带领这些人离开埃及
，God will need a very reliable, faithful, and strong leader.
神需要一个坚强的、可信的忠心的仆人
and that worker must stand enormous pressure
而这个人呢，也必须要能够承受很多的压力。
He must not waver, even in the fierce attack.
他如果在面对很多的攻击的时候，他也不应当退让。
He must endure suffering.
他能够忍受痛苦。
He must have vision.
他必须要有远见。
And he must have total reliance and submission to the word of God.
他也要完全的顺服和依靠神的话。
And he must be humble and gentle.
必须是一个谦卑柔和的人。
Otherwise, he'll always be losing his anger and temper.
不然的话，这个人就会常常发脾气，不能够控制自己。
So where can he find this worker?
要怎么去寻找这个这样子的工人呢？
God had already known who has potential.
因为神已经知道是谁有这个潜能。
Which is Moses.
就是摩西。
But it'll take 80 years for him to be mature enough to take that role.
可是要摩西却要等到80岁才能够有能力来拿起这个工作。
So God wants to wait.
所以神在等待。
And people have to wait.
所以这些人也要等待。
So sometimes we ask for something immediately.
所以有时候我们要求神即刻行事。
There was no immediate response.
却没有即刻的回应。
You must not lose faith.
可是却不要因此而失去信心。
You must know God has already heard it.
我们必须要知道神已经垂听了。
You don't have to doubt.
我们不需要怀疑。
You don't have to repeat.
也不需要重复。
You must know God has heard.
因为我们要知道神已经垂听了。
But in God's time.
可是在神的时候里面。
He will deliver you.
在他所定的时间里面，他就会来拯救你。
But even before he delivers you,
在他还没有拯救你之前
or before you see anything that can change,
在你还没有看到任何事情改变之前
God can give you something very special.
神会给你一些很特别的事情。
Well, let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我们看腓立比书第四章
verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第四节。腓立比书四章，对不起，
四章六节。
四章六节。腓立比书四章六节。六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Continue.
第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
God has heard your prayer.
神已经垂听了你的祷告。
It doesn't mean that He'll give you the things that you ask.
可是却不代表说他必须要给你所祈求的。
Sometimes what you ask is different than His will.
有时候我们所求的与他的旨意是不一样的。
But He will guide you.
可是他会指引我们。
He'll give you the peace that enough to sustain you and give you the peace that transcends understanding.
因为他会给我们这个出人意外的平安
，That means you're no more worry.
就是说，我们不会再有忧虑。
The problem is still there, but you're not worried. You know, in God's time, God will take care of it.
那个问题还在那边，可是我们却不必忧虑，因为我们知道神会处理这个事情。
As long as I totally trust myself to Him.
只要我们能够完全的把自己交托给他
，So He has heard your prayer.
所以他已经垂听了你的祷告。
You must keep calling Him.
所以我们必须要不断的呼求他。
The second thing.
第二点
，If we complain and murmur to God, God will also hear.
如果我们
God will also heard.
如果我们发怨言神也会听到。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11.
我们看民数记第十一章。
Numbers chapter 11.
民数记第十一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 1.
民数记第十一章的第一节。民数记十一章第一节，众百姓发怨言，他们的恶语达到耶和华的耳中，耶和华听见了，就怒气发作，使火在他们中间焚烧，直烧到营的边界。
Here mentioned about that the people have already left Egypt.
在这里告诉我们，这些人已经离开了埃及。
Under the grace of God, they have crossed the Red Sea.
那借着神的恩典，在他们已经过了这个红海。
Every day they are guided by the pillar of cloud and fire.
每天都有云柱和火柱在指引着他们的道路。
Because God has already used the 10 plague to strike the Egyptian.
因为神已经用了这个十个灾难惩罚了这些埃及人。
So eventually they have left Egypt.
所以最终他们离开了埃及。
They have gained the freedom.
他们得到了自由。
They are on track, on the right direction toward the promised land.
他们都在走着一个正确的方向，要进入这个应许之地。
But the fact is, they have not arrived the promised land.
可是实在的，他们还没有到达应许之地。
And the fact is, if you want to go to the promised land, there's a very tough period of time that you have to suffer in the wilderness.
那要进入这个应许之地呢，那有一段时间我们他们都必须要经历许多的苦难。
Staying in Egypt may save you those trouble.
那住在埃及可以让他们不必面对那些苦难。
But in long term, it's not bringing you any good.
可是长久的话对他们来说却没有好处。
Suffering for a short period of time will kind of hurt you.
那短期的受苦可能对他们来说是困难的。
But in long term, it's good for you and your future generation.
可是长远来说对他们或者对他们的后代都是好的事情。
Which one do you want to choose?
那你要选择哪一个呢？
For most people who has no faith, no guts, no vision, they'll say, oh,when they face trouble, they say, oh, why don't I go back? Why don't we go back to Egypt?
那些没有信心、没有远见的人，当他们遇到这个困难的时候，他们会说，我们还是回去埃及吧。
That's why the majority of the people of Israelites, they always like to complain.
所以大多数的以色列人，他们都喜欢发这个怨言。
And who are these Israelites?
这些以色列人是谁呢？
These Israelites could be you and me today.
这些以色列人就可能是今天的你或者是我。
Sometimes we make a decision.
有时候我们做了一个决定。
And afterwards, we face difficulties.
那过后我们面对了困难。
And then we start to murmur against God.
然后我们就会向神发怨言。
Oh, why? I believe in you. Why you lead me into, you don't bless me.
我相信你，为什么你把我带到这个地步，没有祝福我？
I get baptized. I thought everything would be all right.
我已经领受了洗礼，我觉得一切都将会美好。
But after I get baptized, I did not blessed by God.
可是为什么我洗礼以后却没有得到神的祝福呢？
My life is still so tough.
我的生活还是那么的困难，还是一样。
Some people murmur against God.
有些人他们因此向神发怨言。
But the Bible tells us.
可是圣经告诉我们。
If you murmur against God,
如果我们发怨言
，God has heard it.
神也会听得到。
But he would not be very happy.
那他就不会很高兴了。
The reason is very simple.
理由很简单。
If you murmur against your spouse, let's say.
比如说，如果我们向我们的另一半发怨言。
Do you think it will help the situation?
你觉得这样子发怨言会把这个状况弄得好吗？
Do you think by complaining and murmuring against your spouse, you can help your marriage?
你觉得发怨言或者控诉你的另一半会对你的婚姻有帮助吗？
That is a misconception. Misconception.
这是一个错误的观点。
People always misguided and misled.
很多人常常都被带领错了。
By murmuring, by complaining, that the other half will change or will improve.
以为说就是发怨言控诉，那我们的另一半就会有所改善。
That will never work.
这是不可能的。
They will always harm the relationship.
这只会让我们这个关系变得不好。
If you always complain your husband,
如果我们常常向我们的丈夫发怨言
，Look at other people, and they earn so much money.
我们看看另一个丈夫，他赚这么多的钱。
Why you always stay in the same job?
为什么你还是做同样的工作呢
？We live in the same house.
我们还是住同样的屋子呢
？If you complain against your husband like this,
如果我们这样子向自己的丈夫发怨言
，Or the husband complained to the wife,
或者这个丈夫向妻子发怨言
，Why you only know how to cook 5 dishes and every day we eat, every week we eating the same thing?
为什么你只能会煮五样菜，而每个星期都是吃同样的东西
？Why you cannot keep the house clean?
为什么你不能够把这个房子打扫的清洁
？Why you don't dress up beautiful like other women?
为什么你不像其他女人那样穿得漂漂亮亮
？If you say this,
如果你这样子说话
，the family, the marriage will end very soon.
那你这个家庭，你这个婚姻很快就会完蛋了。
Because murmuring will hurt the relationship so deeply.
因为我们这种怨言会伤害很深的，会伤害到我们这个关系。
No, God is not here. God is not visible.
当然神是看不到的。
Sometimes we have some complaint.
有时候我们有一些怨言。
And we will complain to God.
我们会向神发怨言。
Now look at them, what they are complaining.
我们看他们这里所说的怨言是什么。
They complain the road is difficult. The road, the journey is too difficult.
他们说他们这个路程是困难的路程。
And then they complain against God. They want to go back.
他们也向神发怨言说他们要回去。
And after a while, they complain the manna is so tasteless.
后来他们又发言人说所吃的麻辣是没有味道的。
We don't like it. It's so boring.
他们说很沉闷，我们不喜欢。
Sometimes I don't know whether brother we have complained our wife cooking ever, right?
我不知道我们有时候我们的弟兄会不会这样子发言人我们的妻子。
Why every day you cook like this?
为什么每天煮的东西都是这个样子？
If the sister, your husband complained to you like this, what do you say?
如果你是妻子，如果你的丈夫这样子 来发怨言，你会说什么呢？
You may say, okay, you cook next time.
那你会说，那下次你自己煮吧。
Or you go to restaurant.
或者你去餐馆吃。
Every day we go restaurant, you pay.
那每天吃餐馆吃，由你付钱。
Yeah, you don't like to eat, you go cook.
那如果
You don't like to eat my cooking. You go. You do cooking yourself.
如果你不喜欢吃我煮的，那你自己煮。
Ah, that's no good. Family like this is not no good.
那如果家庭是这样子，就是不好。
Now, if we murmur against God, also is no good.
如果我们这样子向神发言言，也是不好。
Sometimes things may not go as we wanted or planned.
有时候我们事情的发生并没有按照我们的计划去进行。
But we have to accept what God has arranged.
可是我们却要接受神已经所安排的。
No matter you like it or not, you have to accept it because God knows what is the best for you.
无论我们喜欢不喜欢，我们都必须要接受，因为只有神知道什么是最好的。
And after a long time, you see God's blessing.
那过了一段时间，我们就会看到神在祝福我们。
But if you complain to God,
如果我们向神发怨言
，God has heard your complaint.
神也会听到你的怨言
，and He will not bless you.
他就不会祝福你。
There was a sister in another country.
那在另一个国家有一位姐妹。
She was pregnant with the second child.
她怀孕第二个孩子。
And the husband also is a believer.
那她的丈夫也是一个信徒
，But the husband's faith is not good.
可是丈夫的信心却没有那么好。
They were just starting a business.
他们刚刚开始做一个生意。
They have a lot of debts.
而且也付了很多债。
So financially they are very tight.
所以经济上他们是非常的吃紧。
Now the sister is pregnant. The wife is pregnant with a second child. It's not really in a good timing.
那现在这个妻子第二次怀孕，看起来并不是一个好的时机。
And that gave the husband so much pressure.
所以让这个丈夫就感到无比的压力。
So instead of thanksgiving and praising God, instead of giving thanksgiving and praising God, he complained all the time.
他没有因此而向神感谢，反而向神发怨言。
Every time he go back and see the wife, the belly become bigger and bigger each day. He's not happy.
每天他回家看到妻子的肚腹越来越大，他却越来越不高兴。
He said, why you get pregnant?
他说为什么你会怀孕
？This time.
在这个时候怀孕
，And of course, this is a silly question, right?
当然这是一个很愚蠢的问题。
But he complained.
可是他一直的发怨言。
No, there's no use.
他说这是没用的。
He always say there's no use. This coming the wrong time.
这是没用的，在这个错误的时机到来。
He complained, murmured to the wife and murmured to God.
他向神发怨言，向自己的妻子发怨言。
God heard about his complaint.
神听到了他这个怨言。
And God is not happy.
神因此不高兴。
Hey, after a few months, suddenly. The wife here, there's nothing, there's no movement inside the belly.
那过了几个月，那太太的听到她这个肚子里面好像没有听到再有声音了。
So strange.
很奇怪。
And then rushed to the hospital.
赶快跑到医院去做检查。
The doctor do all the ultrasound, all the things.
那医生就做了所有的事情，包括这个超音波。
The doctor tell her.
那医生跟她说
，Your baby has died inside.For a long time already.
他说你的那个婴孩在你的怀里已经死去了很久。
And then have to take operation and then take it out.
那就必须要做一个手术把这个胎儿拿出来。
Why?
为什么这样子呢？
The brother is not grateful.
因为这个弟兄他不感谢神。
He always complain.
他常常发怨言。
If you complain, God can take it away.
那如果你既然这样子发怨言，神就把它拿开。
Really, God will hear whatever we say in public or in private.
所以无论我们是在公众场合所说的话，或者是私底下所说的话，神都会听到。
If you always complain what you are having,
如果你一直对你自己所拥有的不断的发怨言
，your husband, your wife, your children,
发怨言你的。投诉你的妻子
job,
投诉你的丈夫你的儿女你的工作
your health, your,
或者投诉你的
your appearance,
健康投诉你的外表
If you complain about that, that means you complain about God.
如果你对这一切做投诉就代表说你在向神发怨言
God said, okay, if you're not happy, I can take it away.
那神说既然你这么不喜欢那我就把它拿走
And then on that day, we will not be happy.
那从那天开始我们就不再是一个喜乐的人。
So from today, make a resolution.
所以从今天开始让我们下定决心。
Don't ever complain again.
就不要再发怨言了。
No matter what life brings us.
无论发生什么事情 生活上发生什么事情
we have to strive on, we have to give thanks to God.
我们都必须要往前走，我们都必须要不断地感谢神。
Good time and bad time support each other.
无论是好的时候或者是不好的时候都必须要互相扶持。
What about God has given you? Even your children, you have to give thanks to God.
无论神给我们什么，甚至是我们的儿女，我们也要因此而向神感谢。
Don't complain, don't compare with other people.
不要投诉发言人，也不要与别人做比较。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书
Chapter 5.
第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节，十六到十八节。帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到十八节，十六节，要常常喜乐，十七节，不住的祷告，十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
What is God's will?
什么是神的旨意？
Always be joyful.
就是要不断喜乐。
Pray all the time.
要不住的祷告。
And always be thankful.
然后就是凡事谢恩。
That is God's will. Very simple. Don't ask what is God's will.
这就是神的旨意，不需要问神的旨意是什么，这就是神的旨意。
Do I have to do this or that is God's will?
我们做这个做那个是神的旨意吗？
God's will is your attitude.
神的旨意就是你的态度。
If you have the right attitude,You are fulfilling God's will.
如果你有正确的态度，你就是完成了神的旨意。
Thirdly,
第三点，
if you slander or falsely accuse others, God has also heard.
如果我们就是讲坏话，就是讲毁谤的话，那神也会听到。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 12.
我们看民数记第十二章
verse 1 to 2.
第一、第二节。
Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
民数记十二章第一和第二节，民数记十二章第一和第二节，第一节，摩西娶了古实女子为妻，米利安和亚伦因他所娶的古实女子就毁谤他。第二节说，难道耶和华但以摩西说话，不也以我们说话么？这话耶和华听见了。第三节。摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Here Moses is facing another major test of his faith, of his ministry.
这摩西在他的服事里面也正在面对一个非常主要的试炼。
He has been used to the slandering, accusation, murmuring from the millions of normal Israelites daily.
他每天从以色列人那里得到了不少的怨言，不少的投诉、控诉。
He can still hang on it.
可是他都一直能够就是保持下去。
But now the test, the toughest test has come.
可是现在这个最困难的试炼临到了。
His own sister and brother start to wrongly accuse him, slander against him.
他自己的姐姐和哥哥现在要毁谤他了。
Now.This is difficult.
这是非常困难的。
Because they used to be standing on his side.
因为他们本来是站在他那一边的。
If other people attack you, but your family stand with you, you'll be okay. You can continue.
如果别人攻击你，可是你如果你的家人跟你站在同一阵线上，你是可以继续站立得住的。
But if your own family don't understand you,
但是如果自己的家人也不明白，不明白你
，you'll be so hurt.
那你就会觉得非常的难过。
Now, why will Aaron?And Miriam accused Moses.
为什么这个亚伦和米利安要这样子来毁谤摩西呢？
On the surface, the reason is Moses married a Cushan woman.
就是在表面上来看，就是摩西娶了这个古实女子。
And of course, we didn't know when and why Moses did that.
我们也不知道摩西在什么时候为什么做这事情。
Or when did he do it? Is this moment or just a while ago? We didn't know.
也不知道在什么时候做，我们不知道。
But the fact is, the real reason of this accusation is not really because he married a person.
其实那个最重要的真实的原因却不是因为他娶了这个女子。
The real reason lies behind another hidden reason.
真正的原因就是隐藏在后面。
It's called jealousy.
就是这个嫉妒。
Because they said,Well, why God only talk to you and not talk to us?
因为他们说，为什么神单跟摩西说话，没有跟我们说话？
Now, this is something we have to pay attention.
这就是我们需要注意的事情。
Yes, we can. Sometimes we can talk about other people.
有时候我们可以讲 就是谈论别人。
But what is the real motive when you talk about other people?
当我们谈论别人的时候，我们真正的原因是什么
？Is it really because of love？
是因为出于爱心吗
？Is it because you want him to get better？
是因为我们希望他的变得更好吗
？Or you have another reason？
或者是我们有另一个原因
？For them, for Aaron and Miriam, they had another reason。
那对于亚伦和米利安，他们是另有原因的。
They talk against Moses not because of the event itself, but because they're jealous that God talked to Moses.Face to face, but not talk to them like that.
他们讲这个事情并不是什么原因，是因为他们嫉妒神面对面与摩西说话，没有跟他们说话。
Jealousy can hurt relationship.
这个嫉妒能够破坏我们的关系。
Sometimes even between siblings, they have jealousy.
虽然在有时候弟兄姐妹之间也会有这种嫉妒的事情发生。
Same father, same mother, but sometimes they don't get along because of jealousy.
同样的父母，他们也会因为妒忌，所以不能够和好。
When we compare to each other, sometimes we get jealous.
当我们互相比较的时候，我们就会有这个妒忌的心了。
Actually, why should we be jealous?
其实为什么我们要妒忌呢
？Actually, there's no point that should be jealous.
其实妒忌是没有意义的。
Because Aaron is already a priest.
因为亚伦已经是一个祭司。
Nobody can compare to him because he's the priest.
因为他已经是祭司了，没有人可以再与他比较了。
He can offer sacrifices on behalf of the people.
他可以代表以色列人向神献祭。
He has already been doing something so special.
因为他已经正在做一个非常特别的工作了。
And how about Miriam?
那米利安呢
？She was the leader of the women.
她是这些以色列人女人的领袖。
So why should he? She is already very special.
她已经是非常特别了。
So why do they have to jealous for Moses' job, Moses' place.
为什么他们还要去妒忌这个摩西的所做的工作呢
？Actually, there's no need to do that.
其实他们是不必要这样子的。
God created us. Everyone is special. Everyone is different.
因为神知道我们每一个人都是特别的。
Even if you have a few children in your house, they're all different.
我们虽然家里面有几个孩子，每一个人都是独特的。
The one who can study the best doesn't mean that he can do any other things better.
那个最读书最好的人不代表他可以做其他的事也是能够做得最好。
Everyone is unique，
因为每一个人都是独特的。
So don't need to jealous against other people。
所以我们不必要去嫉妒别人。
Because if you are jealous against other people，
如果我们嫉妒别人
，if you talk badly against others，
如果我们诽谤其他人
，especially if you say something not according to the facts。
尤其是说一些不正实的话
，God will also hear，
神也会听到。
In the future, God will hold you accountable。
在以后，神就会要你交账。
It's very easy to judge others。
所以我们要论断别人其实是非常容易。
But we must remember, God is also hearing everything that we are saying。
可是我们要记得，我们所说的每一句话，神都在听得到。
Let's turn to the book of Jude。
我们再看犹大书。
The book before Revelation。
就是在启示录前面的那本书
Jude，
犹大书
The Book of Jude，
犹大书
Verse 8，
第八节
Jude verse 8，
犹大书第八节，这些做梦的人也向他们污秽身体轻慢主治的毁谤在尊威的
Verse 9，
第九节，天使长米迦勒为摩西的尸首与魔鬼争辩的时候，尚且不敢用毁谤的话罪责他，只说主自备你吧。
Here, the book of Jude talks about at that time in the church there's somebody who are dreamers. They don't know what they are doing.
那这里犹大书谈到当时在教会里面有一些做梦的人，他们不知道自己在做什么。
But rather they did something to dirty themselves.
可是他们却去做了一些污秽自己身体的事情。
What did they do?
他们做什么呢
？They slander against other people, against the workers.
他们去毁谤那些工人。
Now, the book of Jude make an example.
这个犹大书就是一个例子。
Saying that when you say things, you have to be very careful.
所以今天当我们说话的时候，我们要非常小心。
Even you think somebody is doing something very wrong, when you say something, you have to be very careful.
即使我们认为有些人所做的是非常的错误，可是当我们说出来的时候，还是要非常的小心。
It may not be what you think.
因为很可能他所做的并不是你所想的。
But even if it's very evil, very bad.
虽然可能是非常的 坏非常的邪恶的事情。
Your tongue, you still have to be careful.
你的舌头也是要非常的小心。
Make an example.
比如说
，After he make an example, 做一个例子
啊。这里对不起，他这里
Verse nine.
给例子说。
After Moses died.
这里说第九节。
Because God called Moses go to the mountain to die there, right?
因为神召摩西上到这个山，然后在山离世。
And then devil want to come to grab the body.
那在摩西离世以后，这个魔鬼要来。拿这个摩西的尸体
，But the archangel Michael 啊 ，was not was trying to stop him。
那天使长这个米迦勒就要阻止这个魔鬼这样子做。
So this is very special。
这是非常特别的。
What did the angel say to the devil？
那这个天使长对魔鬼说什么呢
？He did not use slanderous words to against the devil。
他尚且不用毁谤的话来责备这个魔鬼。
He only said the Lord rebuke you。
他只是说。主责备你吧。
Even the angel watch his mouth, watch his tongue.
所以我们看到，即使是天使说话的时候，也非常小心他的舌头。
So whatever we said in public or in private, God is hearing us.
所以无论我们在公众场合或者是在私底下所说的话，神都在听。
So be very careful when we talk about others.
所以当我们在谈论别人的时候，要非常的小心。
We better talk more about ourselves.
我们最好要常常只谈论自己。
So that is the safest way.
这就是最安全的。
And for Moses, when he was slandered against, what was his reaction?
那摩西当他被别人毁谤，他的反应是什么呢
？He knows that God has heard.
他知道神已经听到了。
He didn't want to say anything for himself.
他也不说任何的话。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 12.
我们再回去看民数记第十二章。
Numbers chapter 12 verse 3.
民数记第十二章的第三节。第三节，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的人。
He has said Moses, his character, his spirituality already is different than the rest of the people.
这里告诉我们，这个摩西的为人，他的这个灵性程度跟其他人非常不一样。
He's so humble.
因为他极其谦和。
He's so gentle.
他那么的
even his own brother, his own sister attack him, he say nothing.
虽然他自己的哥哥、他的姐姐这样子诽谤他，他也不说什么话。
He didn't use bad words to talk back.
他没有用恶语去回应他们。
He didn't lose his temper.
他也没有因此而发脾气。
He didn't defend himself.
他也没有为自己争辩。
Because he knows there's no need.
因为他知道是不必这样子做。
The Lord has heard it.
因为神已经听到了。
The Lord knows my motive.
因为神知道他所做的一切。
The Lord knows my heart.
因为神知道他的心。
The Lord knows what's the truth.
因为神知道什么是真实的事情。
So Moses choose not to defend himself.
所以摩西选择了不与他们争辩。
Let them talk.
让他们说吧。
And then God talks for Moses.
那所以神就为摩西说话了。
God rebuked Aaron and Miriam.
所以神就责备亚伦和米利安。
Moses is so faithful in my family.
他说：“摩西是在我的家中是多么的忠心。”
I talk to him face to face.
我跟他面对面说话。
Why you accuse my servant and not afraid?
为什么你们会这样子来诽谤我的仆人呢
？God spoke for Moses.
所以这里神为摩西辩护。
Today maybe in some situation we were misunderstood.
有时在今天我们可能在某个情况下被人误会了。
Maybe people say something bad about us.
或者有人说一些我们。对我们不好的事情
you don't have to talk back.
我们也不必要回应
you don't have to prove yourself.
也不必要去为自己平反
you don't have to fight for yourself.
也不必要为自己去辩论
let the law speak for you.
我们让神为我们回复我们
let the law be the judge.
让神来做这个审判官
because the law has heard it.
因为神已经听到了
the fourth point.
第四点
if you are sharing godly conversation,God has also heard.
如果我们与别人分享一些金钱的话语，那神也在听。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
我们看马拉基书。
The book before Matthew, the last book in Old Testament.
就是旧约最后一本书。
Malachi is chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Malachi is 3:16.
马拉基书第三章第十六节。马拉基书三章十六节， 那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
Oh, here tell us something very special.
这里告诉我们一件非常特别的事情。
Of course, God hears everybody, whatever we say, every minute, every second.
当然，我们在每一分、每一秒、每一个人所说的话，神都听得到。
But God is particularly interested to godly people when they gather to talk about God. They talk about godly subjects.To edify each other.
可是对于那些在一起彼此谈论金钱的事情，一些互相能够造就的事情，神是特别的有兴趣，侧耳而听。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
When we gather, what should we be talking?
当我们大家在一起的时候，我们应当谈论些什么事情？
Of course, sometimes we talk about weather.
有时我们谈谈天气。
Talk about cars.
我们谈谈汽车。
Talk about your job.
谈谈我们的工作。
Talk about politics.
谈谈这个
society.
这个社会，这个。这个社会的事情。
But those are not the main thing that we should be discussing.
可是这却不是我们主要要谈的事情。
If brother and sister gather all together, just talk about worldly things.
如果弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起，只是谈论世上的事情。
Material things.
一些属物质的事情。
Then we are wasting the time that we're talking together.
那我们这样子的在一起就是浪费时间了。
Of course, we have those conversations.
当然，我们也会谈这些事情。
But our main focus should be something.Different.
可是我们所应当注意的却是不一样的。
Should be something higher.
是一些更加高级的。
Because we are the children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
For example, when you gather in the family, you talk about the business of the family.
有时候当我们一家人在一起的时候，我们是谈论家里面的事。
Oh, that makes us closer, draw us closer.
我们谈家里的事，让大家更加的亲近。
Now here said, if a few godly people gather.
这里说金钱的人他们聚集在一起
and then talks about God.
他们彼此谈论神的事
talks about faith.
谈论信仰的事
talks about testimony.
谈论这些见证的事
talks about how God have changed their life, how they share their life.
谈论神怎么改变他们的生活 他们分享生活
This is very special. That will caught God's attention.
这是非常特别的也会让神侧耳而听。
He said, God will spare a year. Listen, oh, what are they talking? Oh, they talk about me. My children talking about me.
神会侧耳听，因为他会想说，哦，我的儿女在谈论我。
Now you know if you're parents, right? Can you imagine this situation?
那如果你是父母，你就试想一下这个情况。
If one day you pass by your children's room, right?
有一天你经过你的儿女的房间。
Suddenly overheard your kids talking about, oh, you know, daddy and then mommy, and then you stop and say, oh.
你听到他们会说爸爸妈妈那你就会可能停下来想听听他们在说什么
What did they say about me?
他们在谈论我说
You stop and then you start to listen
你会停下来想听他们在说什么
不用偷听啊 No need to be secret, right?
不需要偷听的
You just try to not hearing but you try to hear what they say
你会赏识听一下他们在说什么
If a child say, you know, mommy's daddy is really, really, really strict
他们可能说你知道吗爸爸妈妈是非常的严厉、
Am I too strict?
你会说我是否是真的很严厉呢
But if you continue to listen,
如果你听下去
But I think it's good for us
如果他们说这对我们是非常好
Because you know, we're not behaving
因为我们的行为实在是不是很好
I think it's good that mom sometimes beat us up、right?
如果他们说妈妈有时打我们是好的
It's good for us
对我们是好处、
oh, But I hope that my mom will talk to us more
可是我还是希望妈妈讲话跟我讲
多一点。Example, like, if you hear children talk about you, you'll be so happy.
如果你听到你的儿女这样子谈论你，你是非常的高兴的。
If you hear children talk about something good about you, you'll be so happy.
如果你听到你的儿女谈论你，而且是说好的东西，你会更加的高兴。
If you hear children talk about saying that, oh, you know, it's so good, so blessed to be in this family. You know?
如果你听到你的儿女说，如果在我们生活在这个家庭里面，实在是太蒙福了。
You know, other family is not so good, but my family, our family is so nice.
那其他的家庭没那么好，我们家庭。多么的好
oh, God, you'll be so happy.
那你就会非常的高兴。
So, a few godly persons gather together, talks about God, talks about faith, talk about testimony, God will be so happy.
那这些金钱的人聚集在一起，谈论信仰，谈论金钱的事情，那神，谈论见证，那神是非常的高兴。
Here describe, God even come, not only listen, but bring a book of memory and write down what my children are saying about me. About faith.
这里说神不但只听且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬虔耶和华思念他的名的人。
What does it mean writing down?
这里所说的记录是什么意思呢？
Writing down means you paying attention.
记录的意思就是他在注意听。
Just like I saw some young children, they are taking notes when they are hearing sermon.
就好像我们这里有些小孩子他们在听到的时候他们正在记录这个所听的。
They don't want to forget.
因为他们不要忘记。
They don't want to take notes.
因为他们要写下来。
God will take note when you talk about Him.
所以当你谈论神的时候，他会记录下来。
When you share about faith.
当你谈论你的信仰。
When you have coffee with each other, what are you talking about?
那当你们一起坐下来喝咖啡的时候，你们在谈什么呢？
After you finish lunch, what are you talking about?
我们午饭过后，我们在谈论什么呢？
There was one time there was a sister.
有一次有一位姐妹。
She suffered some illness.
她生了一场一些病痛。
She asked people to pray for her.
他就要求大家为他祷告。
Thank God she was getting a little bit better.
感谢神，他的病有好转。
But on Friday, she's still not totally 100% all right.
可是，在星期五的时候，他也还没完全的康复。
On a Saturday has come.
那星期六。
She's still not feeling 100% okay.
他还是不完全的好起来。
But she decided.
那他决定。
I must come to church.
他还是决定我必须来教会。
Today is a Sabbath.
因为这是安息日。
I must come to observe the Sabbath.
我还是要来守安息日。
Because Sabbath is the blessed day of the Lord.
因为安息日是神祝福的一天。
And miraculously,
很奇妙的。
After the whole day coming at the church.
那来教会过了一整天以后。
She even feels better than staying at home resting.
那她觉得比留在家里面，她现在觉得更好。
And then she talks to another sister.
然后她就告诉另一位姐妹。
Wow, you know what happened today?I feel much better after even I come to church.
他就告诉另一位姐妹说，你知道吗？今天我来教会，我比留在家里面觉得更好。
And another sister replied to her.
另一位姐妹这样子回答说，
You know what? My daughter had the same experience.
她说，你知道吗？我的女儿也有同样的体验。
At the time when she hurt herself.
有一次她受伤了。
But she insists she must come to Sabbath.
可是她决定她必须坚持必须要来教会。
But after coming to church,
那来了教会以后，
she even feel better.
她觉得更好。
So they're just talking about the experience of keeping Sabbath.
他们就在这边谈论这个守安息日的那种体验。
They conclude, Sabbath day indeed is the blessed day of the Lord.
他们也得了一个结论，就是安息日是神所赐福的一天。
If you keep Sabbath, God must bless you.
如果你守安息日，神必定会赐福给你。
In many different forms.
无论是在任何的形式上。
So they share testimony.
所以他们这样子彼此分享见证。
The faith will increase.
他们的信心就会增长。
And God has heard when you are talking about that.
那我们这样子的讨论神也会听到。
So God is always hearing.
所以神是不断在听。
Be careful what you are saying.
所以当我们说话的时候要小心。
Whether it's in church or outside.
无论是在教会里面或者是在外面。
Public or in private.
无论是在公开场合或者是在私底下。
God knows what you are talking.
因为神都知道你在说什么。
If you have a problem,
如果你
pray, God will hear.
如果你面对困难，你祈求，神会听到。
If you murmur against him, he also knows.
如果你向他发怨言，他也会知道。
If you slander others, slander his workers, God also knows.
你诽谤他的工人，神也会听到。
If you say something godly, share to edify each other, God will also hear.
如果我们分享金钱的事，分享好的事，神也会听到。
Let's sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗。
352.
唱诗352。